When I was reading some of the later chapters, I was kind of trying to do like a mental exercise or experiment of what would it be like if God just snapped his fingers and got rid of hell, like if the hell just didn't exist. And I started realizing that analogy that, or that difference that you were comparing of the youth that went to liberate, the Jews for World War II and Nazis, like their heroism, how much they sacrifice versus a typical youth that's depicted now. Yeah. And I think part of the reason why now there's like this kind of apathy or boredom, or it's because there's no sense of that there is this drama, that there is this difficult choice to make. Yeah. Whereas I think before they were really aware of that. They were aware of this difficult choice that we must make, and they were willing to make those sacrifices. And when you read that and you read about World War II and the types of people, it was incredibly exciting and interesting. Mm-hmm. And you saw the choice between good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you want to make movies about it. Whereas now sometimes people are so boring and blasé that you don't even want to write home about it.
No, indeed. Yeah. And I think that's, you're making a marvelous point, which is that, if Jesus, if everybody just goes to heaven anyway, whatever, and like hell is pretty much done away with, well, why bother? You just fill in the blank. Why bother to do much of anything? But if there is a great drama, there are souls to save, and starting with my own, I got to get up every day and I'm at war. I'm going to wage war against my flesh, against the world and the devil. And it's a great drama. And it gives meaning and purpose to what this whole thing is about. Otherwise, it's like, everything's vague and kind of wishy-washy and just boring, really boring. Now, I'm not saying we have this there just for to be excited. The fact is, if you're not excited in the sense of, and also stirred to kind of a sense of battle, you're not paying attention. Or you've watered down the scriptures. So it's a powerful thing. There's like I said, if you don't know the bad news, the good news is no news. I'll give you a silly example, but let's say that you have a dreaded disease that's going to kill you within a year, you're going to be dead. Mm-hmm. We'll call it pneumonia ultramicroscopic silicovoconiconiosis. All right, or something like that. And, you're like bummed out. You're doing your will. You're trying to get your house in order. And all of a sudden you open up nobody opens up a newspaper. You see something on the internet that says, nice thing, a cure has been found for pneumonia ultramicroscopic silicovoconiconiosis, And so you're just shouting for joy and you're calling your friends and you're excited and you're saying, I got to get to the doctor right away. I need this medicine. And wow, you don't even know what pneumonia ultramicroscopic silicovoconiconiosis is. And you never really, you're just going to pass by that. You're not even going to click on the thing that leads you to the story. You just move on, kind of blasé. Okay, nothing much in the news today. See, that's the idea. If you don't, not in touch with how awful our condition is and just how desperate we're in. Then you hear that Jesus Christ died to save sinners. You say, oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I'm not one of those. And it sort of makes the whole work of Jesus that he died to no purpose. What's there to save us from if there's no hell? Maybe a little injustice in the world or something. What? I mean, nothing makes any real sense if you remove this. And yet it has been largely from most people's mind. And now look, what do you got? Empty churches. People who, the idea of, learning their faith and trying to live it and getting to confession and Holy Communion is just like, well, every now and again, it's nice to go to church, but, I don't really need it. And so when the COVID thing came along, we were told to lock the churches because we're not essential. We're not essential. Now, liquor stores had to stay open, but the church, we're not essential. And frankly, not that many people, including the bishops, fought that idea. I was jumping up and down and saying, are you crazy? These people need Jesus.